Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and that's for you to build a big business. So listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1844. Or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. So good morning, family. Good morning. And we are here starting a new series. I'm very excited to be here with you. And, you know, we're still going to be crushing it during the summer months. But this particular supernatural training we're going to be getting is definitely so on time, and you'll be able to use this at any time and go back and review and discuss it at any time. And, you know, to where even God woke me up in the middle of the night and I had to start taking notes. Holy Spirit starts downloading. He doesn't care if you say, I want some sleep. He's going to wake you up once you tell him you're serious about being a vessel for him. And, you know, we're talking about I am becoming a real boss leader. You got to write this down. I am becoming a real boss leader. And we're going to ask ourselves some questions, because if you're not becoming a real boss leader, then who are you becoming? I kind of feel like I might be a little Michelle Obama mood, you know, this morning. We're getting ready to see her some several weeks to come here. And, you know, but I wasn't inspired by our scripture by Michelle Obama. I was inspired by a movie that my family and I went to see over the holiday, and it was called Breakthrough. If you have not seen that and you are a kingdom builder, it is going to teach you so much about God and also so much about yourself, or a real life story reenactment of powerful faith. And if we were to be able to love on and accept and believe God the way that family did in this movie, my God, the faith of a mustard seed will move all the mountains in your life. We got to go to the Lord. Our scripture is going to be coming out of Psalms 26 and 2. And we got to go to the Lord together and bless him. Father God, we come before you. We honor you, because this is the day you've made, and we're so glad, we're joyous, we're here in the land of the living. Even though we know that we are in the last days, just as you told us, we know that you're not a man that you should lie. And so, dear Lord, we are coming here, we're making our petitions made known, but first and foremost, we're repenting for anything that you've told us that we've not believed thus far. You said we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. So, Lord, as we are examining ourselves on today, we're asking you to reveal to us in a just blunt way as to why are we not doing greater things than you have done. Oh, we thank you, Father God, for that supernatural pause as heaven and earth is standing still, this cause moment where your people are petitioning you. We're hungry and we're thirsting after you. Your face is what we're seeking, not just your hand, not what you can do for us. Father God, right now, as we are asking you to open us up wide even as you do it in private, let your wondrous works be known in public. You're going out to do these great exploits in your name, not our own. We will lift your name on high. They will know who sent us as we're going out to transform these lives. We honor you. We bless you. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. And for those all who believe, they'll say amen. So good morning, good morning, good morning to you. And, you know, if you're just dialing in, we want you to turn to the book of Psalms 26:2. And you're going to find that in becoming a real boss leader, we know that King David definitely was a real boss leader. And, you know, you're going to find even a few times here in the book of Psalms where even though people on the outside felt like he was ratchet, they thought that he was, you know, not all that, that one thing that was different is God had a different thought process toward David. And one of the things in studying David is that he relied on God. And he knew that God could hide him from his enemies. He knew that God could restore anything. And he also asked God, and I want you to pay attention, because he was the man after God's own heart. And in Psalms 26:2, he says, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart." Guys, you know, we always talk about here at Power Start Your Day, pure heart, clean hands. If you have a pure heart, your hands will be clean. And this is what we're talking about here. We're not talking about being self-righteous. We're not talking about you trying to act or be perfect. We're talking about becoming a real boss leader. We're not talking about what people do out in social media, looking like one, dressing like one, talking like one, saying I am one, but we're talking about becoming a real boss leader who creates more real leaders, true leadership. And as we were coming off of the last few days, and April 20th marked the day that the truest leader that I've ever met outside of Jesus Christ, Dr. Miles Monroe, was born. It took me a minute even to, from coming through the Bahamas and getting the reinforcement, and his birthday hit right behind it. It was a lot. Coming through resurrection weekend and his birthday being just right there. It's challenging. But I can talk about it now. He would always encourage us as the leaders to examine ourselves. That's a true leader. And so we're going to be talking as we're becoming real boss leaders. We're going to talk about reviewing. We're going to be talking about renewing. And we're going to talk about running the play. When you keep running without reviewing, sometimes you'll be running in circles. You might be going, but not growing. I believe every one of us have come to a place like that in some area of our life where we're going, but not growing. And so review is necessary. If you're looking at any big business, you know, success leads clues. Big businesses, they will ask you for a survey. They'll run you down for a survey. Why? Because they know that reviewing will help them become the best. But if you're waiting or expecting someone to come and give you a review in network marketing, most of you all, you feel like I'm the boss, so I don't need a review. So why don't you give yourself the review? Let's do yourself the assessment. And I want you to write some of these things down, because many people are even further than denial. They're in default when it comes to reviewing themselves and assessing themselves. We're talking about making sure that you understand what a true boss leader is and that you're becoming one. No way for you to sit up under this type of training consistently. And not only the fact, through God even giving an example to you of what can happen, not for someone else, not for Nicola Smith Jackson, but what should be also happening for you, because God is no respecter of person. I'm not talking about the pen level. We're talking about the mind and the heart that will make elevation continuous. You know, we went and saw the movie Breakthrough, and again, if you haven't seen it, I so encourage you to do it with you and your family, and Rob and I both were crying. And I know it was the love of a son that wasn't even biologically a woman's own. That love moved a whole community. And it even moved on the heart of God, where God revived her son. And there was a powerful quote that I said, this is a quote I'm going to take through the rest of my life. Anytime it feels like things are not exactly the way I'd like it today, or things that have happened even yesterday or yesteryear, I will remember this. And it says, yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose. I'm going to read it one more time. And we're going to talk about some things that you can use to do a self-review. These are things that I ask God to search me. Search my heart. This is one of my prayers, and I've had this prayer for maybe about 2 decades. And it's not something you'll say one time. This is where I was able to come to a place of not getting bitter at life and situations and people, but getting better. And so it says, yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose. And people would say, well, if I'm losing, I'm learning. But if you happen to learn the same lesson, you're losing. If you're learning the same lesson over and over, you're losing. If you were to come to that reality, then you'll change some things. You can never expect or wait on someone else to be more concerned about your success than you. I just believe that's too much to ask of anyone. Let's think about it. We're in network marketing. We're in an industry where many people don't even get buy-in of sometimes their closest partners. Their family, their loved one, their so-called best friends, they don't get that. And then they connect with so many a times a complete stranger, and they play the blame game. Let's assess ourselves. A true boss leader, just understand that there's no one that's coming around with the checklist on you. And I believe that that's such a powerful position, because only God and you know the truth about you. So to be in a position to become a true boss leader where you're able to assess your own performance, assess your own attitude, and then now you get the opportunity to assess the trends. If you are doing self-assessment, it would motivate you, it would encourage you, it would inspire you to grow, it will help you move to the next level, because you'll realize, I am not moving because of me, not because of she or he. So when we look at this, and we say, first, we can review. We can get to review. We got a business back office, right? In the business back office, I'm going to tell you something. I always share with a lot of people that, you know, there are a lot of things that are the same about the business back office, but the one thing that's different, which is you, makes all the difference. The one thing that's different, which is you, makes all the difference. And so when you start thinking about that for a moment, you'll say, wow, when I log into my back office, I have my unique username and my password. And when I log in there, what is it speaking to me? The back office is much like God. It speaks to you, but you don't listen. God is always speaking to us through people, situations, and for some, they can get quiet enough to hear the whisper. This is what I want you to look at when you go into your back office. You want to say something like to yourself, well, what was my performance over the last few months? My personal performance. And then now you can start looking at your team performance and you want to say, is there a correlation to my performance, to my team's performance? This is how you can have a huge organization and some people winning and some people in learning mode and some people who are still learning the same lesson losing. The beautiful thing I love about network marketing is, just like our quote we said today, you could have been learning or even losing yesterday and decide to win today. This is the power. There is no boss coming around with the write-ups or the pink slip. It doesn't work like that. I've seen people say, well, I quit. They didn't quit. They fired themselves. I've never heard of anyone talking about their job and said, I quit because my coworker or my CEO didn't help me with what I should be doing every day. If you were to write yourself an assessment, how would you rate you? Remember, it doesn't matter about yesterday. We're starting with today. If yesterday you wouldn't assess yourself as the best or doing your best, you can do that today. Remember, this is not a job. You're not an employee where people are getting written up for not showing up or being late or being off task or distracted or being sick too long or gone too long. This is your shot, baby. This is your shot. What about assessing your attitude? Am I still on I, me, or my, or us, we, and team? Where am I? Am I a part of the solution to the huge challenges in this nation, or do I want to remain part of the challenge or the problem? Am I going through the system? Have I even organized my day? Have I done these things that I have been trained up to do? Let's talk, family. This is just the beginning of the review. This is the review. How would you rate you? God said this. You are the head, the tail. You are above, not beneath. Do we believe that? There are people out here right now, and even in what we shared, when we were in church yesterday, before our pastor could preach, he talked about the 250-plus people who were killed at church, 400 who were injured. God is staying true to him saying, hey, we will know the signs of the times. They're here. I see that as the opportunity that we must be a chosen generation. Let's use what we have in our hand. Come on in the Q family. Let's talk on this morning on review. Because when we review, then we're going to renew. And then we're going to run together. Let's chat this morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning. We have 407, last 47017. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Nicole. It's LaToya in Orlando. How are you
hey,
this morning?
Good morning to you. Good morning.
Yes, yes. This message is, you know, really resonating with me over this weekend. Just in my network marketing business, it was the end of the month for us, and I didn't quite hit the goal that I had set for myself. And then in speaking, you know, with other people, you know, there were complaints from others, and you know, and stuff like that. And I remember my response was, I'm not worried about others. And so that's why this message was so important this morning. Again, just confirmation. I really took a look at myself and I said, okay, I did not hit the goal that I wanted to hit. And I kind of sat in silence and I was like, what can I do different? Like, I have mm-hmm. to do something different because, number one, I don't want to be back at this place again next month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to be so close, and I was so close and exhausted and tired, and then, you know, to hear, you know, someone complaining about others, I said, no, I got to, in my mind, and I even said it back to them, I got to do what I have to do. I cannot wait on others, number one. And then I sat in silence and just said, what can I do better? What can I do different? I have to do something different myself, and then everything else will follow. So this is just confirmation. I want to do this right, and reviewing myself is key. And I did that this weekend. Like, and I've constantly been thinking about it. Like, what do I have to do different? Why didn't I hit that goal? Or
mm-hmm.
you know, just really reviewing myself. So this is amazing. And you know, I guess it takes somebody who wants something different to really think of that. And I do.
Mm-hmm.
I want something different. So
I thank you so much for your courage, because there's some people probably wallowing in their tears and fears versus say, you know what? I got to put on the big boy underwear and the big girl underwear. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And say, how many lost days did I actually have in my business that I thought I could cheat time? Write that question down. We're told to do a daily method of operation and pace to win the race. That breaks down. Remember last week we talked about how your year was broken down from quarters, quarters to months, months to days, days to hours, and even hours to minutes, and even minutes could go down to seconds. Every one of us gets the same 24. So we were to review and say, look at our calendar. Go back and look at your calendar over those days and look at the calendar and say, did my calendar meet my goal? And when I had the opportunity every day to recalibrate my goals. Okay, if I missed today or it wasn't as great today, did I go a little harder the following day as if I'm not sure I have tomorrow? Or was I building my business saying tomorrow what I know I should have done today? Everybody has done it in some area of their life, LaToya.
Yes.
Everyone has done it. This is the reason why we have to go to the Word and be able to say, you know what? Let me go ahead and examine myself. And Lord, I need your help because you're the only one that's going to tell the truth. You see, when you said, I sat with myself in silence, you were not by yourself.
Right.
We're never alone. God told us he would never leave nor forsake us. He's there, always been there. And sometimes we tie his hands because we're not operating out of his rules and laws.
Amen.
He's only going to be able to do what he said he could do. And he won't do what he said he won't do. He can't change it because we won't change. If you were to write down and everyone were to say, what's my lost days? I got a new opportunity now and I need to say, okay, I need to know my numbers. What am I supposed to be doing on a day-to-day basis, myself and my team? And we'll go in there and we're going to break it down this week. What should I be doing, me and my team, so that we won't have this feeling? Why would we self-inflict this feeling of losing? What did I learn about me, about my industry, about some thought processes that I have? You see, you said there were some people that were complaining. Give me like an example of a complaint, because you'll have some people, they might see someone who's successful and they feel like they ain't even have, they got theirs, so they ain't coming back for mine. But did you know what they had to do to get theirs? What you not doing?
Right. Right.
We can high-five
on that one. Yes. Like one of the main complaint was, you know, my team is just not working. That was the main complaint, and I heard it, and I get it, and I sympathize with it, and I had some of the same thing. However, I can't depend on that. I just really felt that deep down in my heart. Like, I have to depend on God and what I do, because you had said to me on Saturday morning, like, your team is looking at your results as well.
There you go.
So
you're Pink Millie, baby. You're Pink Millie.
Yes, yes.
Hold it.
Yes, and you said your team is looking at your results, and that was the main complaint. My team is not working, but when it was said in my mind, I felt deep like, no, what am I doing? I can't worry about that.
So what do I need to do to produce more? I got to share something with you. When I hear that, obviously 10-plus years in this industry, I've heard my team is not working.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be always looking at the person who's saying that and say, Were you immersed? Did you play team? How much were you contributing to the community or to the to our industry? How many people? Because let me tell you something. If you're out there truly in your DMO, you're going to have new people popping up that's going to play team.
Right.
If you were to talk about the people who said that, if you were to look and check their scoreboard, how is their attendance? How is their... I'm in it to win it. I'm telling you right now that you will, if you were to work what we're talking about, you'll be so busy, you wouldn't even notice who ain't working, because number one, you working, and all, eventually you're going to have other people on your team working.
Right.
Nobody has a whole team working. Not even a $100 million man, Jeff Roberti, has a whole team working. Nobody
right.
has that. We got to set our expectation and our attitude. Did you see the review of the attitude? Think about the
yes.
words. The words are coming out of the heart and the mind. Go back to the scriptures. It's going to get deeper for many of you all. It's coming out of the heart and the mind. If you're here to serve, you just going to keep serving. You don't care who's serving and who ain't serving. I've never watched what others were doing to determine what I would do. I came
yeah.
from a household where I was the oldest girl, and my brothers wouldn't do their chores. And I just did all my chores. And my mom would come in. I was the oldest girl. And after a minute, she said, okay. There was times I thought it was so unfair. She said, well, when you did see it wasn't done, why didn't you do it? I said, but you told him to do it.
Mm.
And then I said, oh, my gosh, this is just so unfair. God was grooming me for today. Do you know how many things that I do for our team that others won't do or don't do? I want y'all to think about that for a moment. God was grooming me then. Don't watch others. Be accountable. And if you could do it, just go ahead and do it. But look at the reward. Don't focus on the burden. The reward is waiting. Listen, guys, we had another person coming to you. I think this one is a thought, or this is a thought-provoking one, and it was for me too. But I want you to go back and do the assessment before we start renewing our mind. Go in your back office, assess your performance, your teams. Is there a correlation? How many lost days? What's your attitude about it? Are you still sour or are you ready to soar? Are you still whining or are you ready to win? Let's go. Love you guys. God bless you.